Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Kopp. Batting second. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sparky Anderson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Lynette. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Ciccarelli. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Ciccarelli. And now, play ball. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Taylor scores. Marshall moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Kopp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynette hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0 for 1 in the game. Owens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ciccarelli strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Ciccarelli covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ashburn. Schultz scores. Averill moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Art Ciccarelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ciccarelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ciccarelli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gene Freeze's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to second. One out. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Lynette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynette is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jim Owens. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kopp hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields the ball and throws to Ciccarelli covering. Safe. Bolger moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Freeze hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Ashburn scores. Post moves to third. It's Phillies, 2, Cubs, 2. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Umberto Robinson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schultz bunts towards the mound. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Banks scores. Shultz moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shultz moves to third. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shultz scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Turk Farrell now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston bunts towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. Taylor moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kopp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Sparky Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Joe Lynette. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Turk Farrell. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Karl Sawatzki pinch hits for Joe Kopp. Karl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.